Fighting for America.
We're broadcasting live from the Snake River Stampede. The crowd is percolating in for the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, we wish you were out here at the Idaho Center. I'd buy you some pancakes at the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes ground for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that. We do believe that the President is not enforcing the law.
Fighting for you.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time.
World Cup will be in Russia in 2018.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. It's that time of year again. The Buckaroo Breakfast, the Snake River Stampede. Ken Nicodemus with us. He's been with us every year we've been here. I don't know, how many years have you been here total, Ken?
I started in 1997.
1997, you've seen a lot of people come and go, a lot of great talent. For people that are new to Idaho, what's the appeal of this event?
The Snake River Stampede's a hometown rodeo. It's big. It's number 10, top 10 rodeo nation, and we've been a hometown rodeo since 1915.
Hometown rodeo, hometown events. For people that are looking for something to do, always wanting that local flavor, let's talk why we're here, the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Well, the Buckaroo Breakfast brings in money for the 4-H endowment fund in the area. All the kids get to use that for various things in their clubs.
Why is that important these days?
The cost for these kids to be involved in 4-H can get, just like anything else, costs just get out of hand, and this helps them participate more and do more things as a member of their 4-H group.
Indeed, and when we take a look at 4-H, obviously we have a lot of participants here, and it's all about work. And you hope, as I was saying to the broadcast staff here, that unlike our crew, that the work sticks with them at a young age, and they understand the value of work.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's raising their animals, learning how to take care of animals, the cost in feeding them, the responsibility of taking care of that animal, and that's what 4-H is. It develops a kid to become an adult and responsible adult, and that's what it's all about.
What's it like for the kids their first time here cooking the eggs and the pancakes and serving and all that?
Well, it's quite an experience. We've got them, the young ones, they're out actually serving the tables. The older ones actually get to do the cooking. And it's quite an experience. They learn to the proper time to flip a pancake, and they have a good time with it.
Indeed. Ken Nicodemus with us here. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. So let's talk about the week that will be with the rodeo. What's going on?
Well, as you know, it's our 99th year.
Right.
And so as the week goes through, we'll build up to our 100th, which will be next year.
Right.
Same thing's pretty much going on. A lot of action, a lot of slack today, slack tomorrow. We have our...
Now, wait a minute. Slack, what time did you get here?
Me?
Yeah.
I got here at 4:30.
You got here at 4:30, and you'll be rolling today and then tomorrow and then before the rodeo, after the rodeo. I don't think that's slack this week.
That's not slack for me, but it's slack for the Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah. They come in, they'll be in here at 8 o'clock, and it'll probably run all day slack. So come up and have a breakfast, watch slack for all the timed events. We have 700 contestants entered.
Wow.
For the timed events, and so we got to narrow it down so we can put them in the main event during the day, in the evenings.
That takes a lot of work, so this is a year-round...
Year-round
program.
August, we kind of take August off to kind of relax and get all the figures and everything put together. And then September comes around, we start all over again, get ready. And being our 100th year next year, we've actually been working on it this year.
Right.
To get ready things to fire it off for our 100th year.
Now, let's go over the nightly schedule.
Okay.
We've got tomorrow night, what do we have?
Tomorrow night, it's... A regular rodeo. We have, your bronc and bareback, and you have your timed events, your team roping, steer wrestling, and then we go into bull riding. There's really It's just, it's different every night.
Right.
It's exciting every night. So,
let me see if I've got it right. We've got the opening night is tomorrow. Wednesday is the Cure night, correct?
Right. Stampede for the Cure.
Thursday is Patriot night. Right. Friday?
Friday night is Heroes night.
Heroes night. And then Saturday, the finals.
The finals.
Right. How many times have you seen old friends come here, and what does it mean to see them?
It's just, you don't, a lot of just people in the community that come, you know, the people you see once in a while. It's kind of nice. You get to see them definitely the week of the rodeo.
Right.
And then some of the cowboys that come back every year, and especially the group from Survey.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see those guys, and you only see them once a year, and it's really nice to chat with them and visit with them. And
what does it mean for the community here, not only Nampa and Canyon County, but the area itself? This draws quite a lot of people. Of course, you have so many consecutive nights of crowds here at the Idaho Center, you know, right off the highway, exit 38, very convenient. This is my favorite venue in the state, personally, because, A, you know, parking is easy and accessible. It's right by the highway, so you can get in and get out. You don't have to go through, you know, the cavernous, you know, city blocks. It's very simple to get here to. But when we talk about the economic impact of the Snake River Stampede, what does it mean? I mean, 99 years of people coming to compete here from all over the country. You know, this goes back to Roy Rogers and Reba McEntire. And, I mean, these are big people that have an affinity for this place. So, really, what does it mean locally for the economy?
Well, for the economy, you've got all the cowboys that are coming in. You know, that's a lot in the economy that way because they've got to eat.
Right.
And they got to buy fuel. Sometimes they actually come in, they limp in, so their rigs have got to be fixed.
Right.
And then on the other hand, with our service groups that work at the rodeo, all that money goes right back into the community. So you buy a soda, that money that you paid for that soda comes right back to you. And some kind of through the rodeo and what it does through the year, but it also through the community clubs.
Sure.
That money comes right back into the community.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, the Miller family loves it. This is, you know, most people, they vacate. Where do you vacation?
Really? I don't really get a chance to take a vacation.
If you did, where would you go?
I head for the hills.
Okay. Well, my mom and dad, every year, they come all the way from New Hampshire just for this event. Not really to see me. They take advantage of the free lodging at the Miller House, Miller House West. And they'll be here, what, three of the five nights. So
that's great. I hope they come Friday or Saturday or matinee or Saturday night. Now, the matinee, everybody thinks that's a smaller little portion of the rodeo, but it's full action just like the rest of the nights. Matinee is kids, no alcohol. It's something we do for the kids, and it is an exciting afternoon as well as the evenings are.
Oh, no. I can give you their schedule. It's Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
There
so that's
go.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
A pretty good time for them. Yeah, I'm glad they're having a good time. You know, some of us can, like you and me, we have to work.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with people listening at 580KIDO?
Just come out to the rodeo and have a good time.
Come out. Get away from your problems. Really focus on good, wholesome Western values.
Exactly.
All right, Ken. Did you find some coffee yet?
Working on it.
I know. I'm with you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Ken Nicodemus with us from the Buckaroo Breakfast, the Snake River Stampede. Kevin Miller, you can take those off. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580K. Jacob, why don't we turn off his mic? Thank you, so we can avoid the slamming there. All right. As we move along here, phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, the big national story. Obviously, the release of Bo Bergdahl getting ready to go back to active duty. Now, as we were talking about this with Dave Burnett, obviously, we in Idaho know a little bit more about that story than others. And we're not so quick to condemn the Bergdahls as the national media has, as our Fox News colleague Bill O'Reilly has. But the idea of returning this man to active duty just right after his captivity, just right after everything else, to me seems kind of alarming. I mean, as I was saying to Dave Burnett, what's the most uncomfortable situation that you've been in recently? What's really the most uncomfortable thing, and how long does it take you to get over that? Heck, I'm still holding grudges against people in junior high. But the idea that all of a sudden the young man is reintegrated, he's ready to go. He's ready to serve his country. at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Look, I'm going to tell you, don't you think that the military is rushing him back to duty? And then when we still don't know the specifics of his detainment, his leaving the reservation, leaving the forward operating base, and you're going to have people that have wanted him charged for desertion, people that want him charged for treason, people that want him to do a lot of time in jail. And here's the other thing, and I'm thinking to myself, do you, if someone deserts and leaves, hypothetically, how much time should they get considering they were held by the enemy, threatened with death, beaten, put in a cage for over 5 years? Does that have anything to do with their sentencing? Does that have anything to do with their whole concept of punishment? Do you say, well, that's great, we're sorry that you did this, but you're going to Leavenworth. You're going into Leavenworth, and you're going to do another five. And a lot of people say that we don't have the ability to give folks consequences anymore, and the idea that apparently the folks at Fort Sam Houston think that he's okay to go back to duty, one has to wonder. So that's one topic for you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And one of the things that we do about this, that we do while we're here, is that we focus on good, wholesome events. And my friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, is saying, well, Kevin, you're getting paid to be here. No, Alan, we do this because we want to support our community. And quite frankly, whether it's God and country, whether it's the Buckaroo Breakfast, whether it's doing stuff for the shelter or the mission, we need more efforts like this because we're surrounded by negativity. Heck, we've got Eric Holder saying that to oppose the president, there seems to be some racial animus. Now, we've talked about this before, but I think this is the first time or maybe the 35th time that the attorney general has accused people of disagreeing with the president as being racist. This sets a bad precedent, folks, when all of a sudden we're criticizing dissent in this country. This country was founded on dissent, right?
She wasn't a particularly good vice presidential candidate. She's an even worse judge of who ought to be impeached and why.
There we have it. We have Eric Holder responding to Sarah Palin that said it's time to impeach the president. This was a topic on all the big shows over the weekend at 580KIDO.
We are not working on or drawing up articles of impeachment. The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes grounds for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that.
Amazing when you think about this. So we have John Boehner going to Judge Judy because the president isn't keeping his word. But I believe there are things in the Constitution when the president does not do his duty, and you could just take a look at the border. Now, if Richard Nixon was threatened with impeachment for what he did, why in the world is the president not threatened with that as well? He's early. He's ready to go. He talked to us on Saturday. He's Jim from Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. You kicked it off this morning, so I wanted to share my comments about Bo Bergdahl, which have never changed. The man deserted, that's a fact. Whether he collaborated, I don't know. That proof is not out yet. And the fact that they're putting him on active duty so quickly just tells you that this is just a stunt by this administration, Kevin, and just trying to whitewash anything that may be dirty or possibly uncovered. It's certainly odd. Obviously, you think so as well.
Oh, yes. I don't understand how you can go from, just for his own sanity and just for our own internal security, how in the world can you spend 5 years being held by the Taliban and within a couple months you're good to go to shop at Walmart?
Well, exactly. So, you know, again, it's just this administration is just incompetent and doing what's not right for Bo Bergdahl or for the country and so forth. And want to comment on your what you mentioned about Eric Holder.
Sure.
Okay. If anyone running for office, be it a female or minority, this is one word I have. If you can't take the heat and the criticism, or if you do a poor job and you cannot take the scrutiny, don't run for office. I'm not a racist, and I don't care if anyone in this audience listening believes me or not. But this is ridiculous. We cannot have people running for office and hiding behind their skin color like Eric Holder and Barack Obama does and many others. Okay? If a white man does something wrong, Kevin, it's great. It's open season. If he does something wrong, we can roast him, and we don't get called a racist. If you're going to run for office for this country and uphold the Constitution, you'd better take the fire, too, because I'm not going to shut up if I see something wrong just because somebody is a different color. If you're not an American running for office, then don't run for the for office at all under as an American, Kevin.
Well, and don't apologize for being an American either.
Exactly. You know, I mean, this is these people, they're the biggest bigots I have ever seen, and they try to twist this to try to make other people feel bad. You know, get over yourself, people. With some people, I say some with skin color, whatever, get over yourself. I've got bad news for you folks. You're just like everyone else. You're no more special than me or Kevin or anyone. So, Kevin, do you wake up in the morning to see how you could make life miserable for minorities?
No.
Do you know anybody that does?
No.
Okay. These people act as if the majority of the white folks, I'm full-blooded Greek and I speak Greek, but they're the racists because they just look at me as another whitey. And that's fine, okay? They don't take into account that I actually have an ethnicity behind my skin color, but I'm an American first and foremost. I want to say that. So these people paint the white race as one color, not as Germans and Italians and Greeks and so forth. So, like I said, these people are the biggest bigots I have ever seen, and they need to be shoved back in their face.
Well, you would hope that somebody would have enough guts to do it, and the idea that, well, there's a double standard. How can you have equality when somebody gets away with one thing but somebody else can't? And, well, that's just the way it is. Or, you know, 10 years ago somebody, you know, pushed me into a wall and I stubbed my toe and I'm going to hold that against them for the rest of my life. It's like you said, you can choose to be a victim or you can choose to be a part of the solution.
Exactly, Kevin. And you know, you're a tough guy because you take on some issues that most people won't, or you don't play the game and what have you. And, you know, I look at everyone in an equal manner, okay? I basically look at everybody, I give them a big zero, okay? Not
right.
A minus or a plus. And then, you know, you can decide what type of a person that you want to be. And instead of always talking about race and the left, that's all they do. They can't, anytime that the subject or the issue or the debate gets too heated, the race card is played, and we just need to shove it back down their throat and tell them to knock it off.
Jim, glad to hear you're ready to go so early in the morning.
You know I am, Kevin. Anyway, you have a great day. And I will talk with you later, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's our great friend Jim from Middleton. Kevin Miller in the morning, live from the Snake River Stampede, taking your calls on two issues. Number one, Bo Bergdahl, possibly, well, not possibly, going to be returned to active duty. Is he ready? Number one. Number two, Eric Holder says there's a lot of racial bad blood and people that criticize the president. Do you agree with that? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You're listening to 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller, live from the Buckaroo Breakfast. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Of course, a few things we're talking about. Eric Holder says to oppose the president, it's ginning up racial animosity, number one. Number two, Bo Bergdahl, whether he should be returned to active duty. To me, and going on what Jim from Middleton said, you know, you take a look at 5 years in captivity. 5 years in captivity. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're ready to go back to be reintegrated into society? That's a huge leap. Also, in our never-ending quest to keep you informed, the crisis on the border continues. Our crime-fighting attorney general, have no fear, Eric Holder here, says that everything's fine.
Children, the big question now, and in his interview with the attorney general, Pierre Thomas pressed Holder for a response to critics who charge he's not enforcing our immigration laws.
Yes, the immigration laws are being enforced, though we are faced with an extraordinary situation where thousands of people, young people especially, are fleeing Central America for economic reasons to get away from endemic violence in their countries. The president has put together a proposal to Congress asking for almost $4 billion. We are surging immigration judges to the border to process all of these people.
But can you see where the critics are coming from when you see buses of people being brought inland after they came here illegally?
Well, let me just say this. Our immigration laws are broken. It's why we need comprehensive immigration.
Well, they're not broken, Mr. Attorney General. They're just not being enforced. And by the way, the litigant, our favorite litigant, John Boehner, says
this is a problem of the president's own making. He's been president for 5.5 years. When's he going to take responsibility for something?
Wow. Thankfully, we have great events like the Buckaroo Breakfast reinforcing Western values that we can all gather around to know that the world may be crazy, but here in Idaho, America is doing just fine. Coming up next, Dr. Clark from the Meridian School System. They've changed their name. They've got some issues going on with buses and a big levy vote coming up. All that before 7 a.m. Broadcasting from the Buckaroo Breakfast, home of the Snake River Stampede, the wildest, fastest show on earth. I'm Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, the taking over of the Kevin Miller Facebook has begun. Thank you, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Gee, I don't know what we did without you when you were at scout camp for a week, but for entertainment purposes only, let me share Alan's postings on my Facebook. Quote, better head to the Idaho Center quick before they run out of food at the Buckaroo Breakfast. Rumor has it that Kevin is working on seconds already, and he's going to be there all morning long or till they run out of sausage. Boy, how do you top that one, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law? Come listen to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO radio, who clarifies on the air under penalty of perjury that he isn't being paid to support the Buckaroo Breakfast this morning at the Idaho Center, and therefore the IRS need not target him for an audit for any or all of the sausages he consumes this morning at the fundraiser today. Thank you very much. Boy, with friends like Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who needs enemies? Joining us now, Dr. Linda Clark from the former Meridian School District, now the West Ada School District. Dr. Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us. It's been a while.
It has been. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
Well, I know you've been out traveling, trying to keep up with all the trends, all the digital education. So let's start off with where does your school district stand when we're talking about the latest innovations in digital learning?
Well, I think that our school district continues to be a leader in the nation. We've been identified as that. We are converting our classrooms as quickly as we can to embrace the digital technology. We have four buildings this fall that will have every classroom utilizing what we call the rotational model, where they have iPads, iPod touches, laptops, interactive whiteboards, and then about 100 other classrooms spread around the district. So in about a year and a half, we've moved from 5 classrooms to that number. So we're moving as quickly as we can.
That's quite an accomplishment, Dr. Clark. So let's talk about the official name change.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come about and why?
Well, you know, actually, this has been something discussed for more than a dozen years because we really have had an identity crisis. And you gave me the best example when you referred to us as the Meridian School District, which we've really never been. Joint School District number 2 of Ada and Canyon Counties was our original, was our official name. But we more often were called the Meridian District. But we serve 380 square miles that encompass 6 municipalities and the unincorporated Ada County. So that's, we have Meridian, Eagle, Star, Garden City. We now have part of CUNA. We have 15 schools that are in the Boise city limits, but not the Boise School District. So being called the Meridian School District was really difficult for people that live in those other communities. And So it was very confusing to people.
Dr. Linda Clark with us here as we continue on at 580 KIDO. So the folks in Eagle and Star should be happy.
They should be happy. And we think that West Ada captures who we are much better, and we hope that we can rally all of our communities around that. There was lots of confusion when people would go to vote or when they would move into the area, or we had folks who would call us and say, I live in the Star School District. How do I get an application for the Meridian District and so on? So we hope that over time it will solve that confusion. And it's going to take us about a year to make the conversion.
Dr. Clark, let's talk a little bit about the busing situation. What's the latest there?
Well, we're moving forward with the contract. The contractors have been on site meeting with our drivers and mechanics and so on, and going through the process of interviewing and hiring. And, of course, then the contract itself has to be approved by the state. That's about a 3 or 4 week process. So that's underway. But the contractor has 5 folks on the ground at our transportation office working to make this transition just as smooth as we can.
Dr. Linda Clark with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning, live from the Buckaroo Breakfast at 580 KIDO. Dr. Clark, let's take a look at financing all these operations. Obviously, Meridian is growing, both business-wise, home-wise, with everybody building there. Your thoughts on this levy and what it means to your school district that needs to grow?
Well, we're very enthusiastic about being able to roll this levy out because we are able to take advantage of the significant increase in the district's values. During the downturn, we lost about 30% of our value, and so we worked really hard to keep the levy stable so that we weren't passing a tax increase on to folks. Now we're able to take this bond measure out, and it is $104 million for 2 middle schools, an elementary school, to finish the remodeling at Meridian High and some future site acquisition. As I said, it's $104 million, but actually because of the increase in the values, we will be able to do that and decrease the levy from what it was going to be $4.38 per thousand to $3.99 per thousand with the additional bond passage.
Dr. Clark, what do you say to the
taxpayers? Sorry?
I thought I was supposed to get you to comment on things. That is good. But what do you say to the critics? Obviously, you know, money's tight everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the district has been very financially responsible. During the downturn, we shrank our whole system. We were able to keep our programs and whatnot intact. But most people don't realize that during the 5 years of the economic downturn, we grew by almost 2,500 students. So today, we have 1,000, we're short 1,000 middle school seats. And that's without any additional growth that will come this fall. We're feeling it especially at south of the freeway. We have Lake Hazel Middle bursting at the seams, but there are no middle school seats anywhere, so we can't shuffle the boundaries around. So for a growing district, being able to pass bonds and build buildings is a necessity. But it's also a reflection of an upturn in the economy, of more people coming, and of, as you mentioned, the really phenomenal growth in the building, in the commercial and residential. So it's sort of a natural cycle for a growing district. I think there are a lot of people who live here now who don't remember, you know, 8 years ago or so when we had been on an every 2 year bond cycle because of the growth. So we last had a bond in 2005, and we've done a lot of things in those years to get space that didn't cost our taxpayers money, but we're simply, everything is maxed out now. We don't have any more creative solutions other than taking a bond. But it's coming at a really good time for all of us who pay taxes to be able to actually approve this levy and have our taxes reduced at the same time.
Dr. Linda Clark with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Dr. Clark, as we get ready for the new legislative season, your thoughts on any more additional funding to return to education? The governor and others have, and the legislature have tried to start that process from the cuts during the recession.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world are we going to get more money for education, and would that help alleviate some of the pressure on the local districts?
Well, the districts are all still feeling those cuts. You know, we lost in our district about $40 million during the 3 years of the downturn. Last year's legislature made a great start at restoring the operational funding, but districts all over the state really are in financial, I mean, they're not in crisis now, but they're living, you know, from year to year and hand to mouth, and that's only going to be fixed by restoring some the rest of that operational funding. In addition to that, the governor's task force has brought forth some pretty broad, wide-ranging recommendations to really change education in Idaho and enable us to be able to meet the state board's goal of 60% of Idahoans having post-secondary training. So I think that the platter is full for the legislature, and hopefully the economy will keep growing and there will be additional money for them to allocate.
Well, Dr. Clark, you bring up a good point, and we see the commercials, we hear them. And, you know, part of the reason why we're going back to school and we continue to do that is to reinforce the positive news about education. But how quickly can we get the standard? I mean, do you buy the idea that when it comes to some of the standards, we're not where we should be and could be when we hear 48th or 49th in education? I mean, can you give us some background on those statistics?
Well, of course, they're talking about statewide statistics, and that's really tough. I mean, we deal every day with our numbers, which are significantly better in this valley than they are statewide. But there's still, you know, there's still a real issue. We have lots of kids who go on to college that first year, and at the end of that year, they're not there anymore. And, you know, across the country, about 25% of the students finish with a bachelor's degree. I think we have to approach it from several different angles. First of all, we have to look at professional technical education and the training that's available for students there. I think everyone understands that you have to have something past high school, but there are lots of those somethings now. We see a lot of jobs coming in the valley and the potential for a lot of jobs that maybe require 1 or 2 years of post-secondary training. So we've got to take a broader look at it. We've got to look at the funding for our students. Lots of them get scholarships when they go that first year, and then they don't have any help the second year. I think the growth of the of College of Western Idaho is a real good indicator that finances were a part of it for lots and lots of kids going on to college.
Dr. Clark, we appreciate you taking time. I know you're always traveling and going to these conferences and contributing, so thank you for being a part of our program this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Enjoy the breakfast, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Take care now.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our friend Dr. Linda Clark joining us here at 580KIDO. We are live at the Buckaroo Breakfast. We'd love for you to stop by. Maybe you're like Patriot Ray, you have the day off, or you're thinking about going in late or what have you. We'll be here today till 9, and then tomorrow again we'll be here. One of my favorite events as we get ready for Stampede Week here at the Idaho Center. It is 6:52. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
580KIDO, how about the Germans in the World Cup? Isn't that just kind of strange even to say? You know, it was funny. I was reading some opinion pieces by a friend of mine, and he was talking about how we've all been conditioned. Instead of saying, well, you know, what do we really know about the World Cup, whether it's the sports guys, the news guys? Hey, everybody, how about that Landon Donovan? Oh, wait a minute. He's not even playing. But I think it really goes to show you just how popular college football is, just how popular the NFL is, just how really unpopular one could say that baseball has become, and even NASCAR hasn't grown to that effect, that it hasn't captured our attention. And, of course, the promotional arm of the sports networks that really, what do they have to do during July? Well, the All-Star game, I suppose. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580. Kevin Miller in the morning all the way around, everybody. 580KIDO as we continue on here. Live from the Buckaroo Breakfast. Much more coming up. Dave Pezzo with News About Your Money. Stay tuned.